Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 46. Hello there, everybody. I'm doing this on the Sunday after Thanksgiving, and it seems to be a nice 72 degrees. I like to give the weather report now here for some reason, especially on Sundays. The 72 degrees here on Sunday afternoon. Oh, you know what? It's that come down, that food hangover, the holiday. I've been going crazy a little bit the last couple weeks with the food. And I have to tell you the truth, folks. I feel a little weight gain. I can't afford to gain any weight. So after I get done recording this, I'm going to my go-to supermarket. And I've got a list of the healthy foods. I'm going to get back to cooking because after I came back from my surgery, I kind of got out of cooking and I got into, you know, just getting prepared foods and then calling for Chinese and Thai, and all that stuff is filled with sugar and sodium and fat and fattiness and sugar fatties. That'd be a good name for a restaurant. Sugar fatties. Hello, sugar fatties. Can I help you? Yes, I'd like a donut hamburger, please. A donut, a hamburger in a cream-filled donut with spaghetti on the side and some a macaroni soda, please. that made me laugh. I feel the weight gain, and so I'm getting ready. I got some sugary stuff there and stuff I'm going to mess with. You know, I've lost a lot of weight, and I've done it a certain way, and I did it gradually, and then I kind of ramped it up when I was getting ready to get my first hip fixed, and you know, I don't like to do it like black and white, but sometimes I think you have to black and white it. So I'm going to cut out all crap tomorrow, but I'm going to make this commitment that if I stray, I got to have a little bit of ice cream. Well, I'm not going to drive myself crazy. I'm just going to still eat healthy, but cut out most of the other stuff. But I'm going to try to stay away from the ice cream. Let me get that idea about the ice cream out of my head, okay? No ice cream, okay, mister? We'll stay away from the ice cream. We can have the once-a-week cheat moments, you know, but I'm going to probably skip the first week because, you know, in the last 2 weeks, I've probably done about a year's worth of cheat moments. So, you know, and, you know, I can feel the weight. The body's going, okay. It's warning me. It's going, you know, we're feeling, you keep this up. We got to start stretching. We can't contain this stuff. We got to expand. It's construction. It's like an instruction. We're expanding. Yes, we're expanding our body. We're expanding the posterior. Oh, my God. I'm acting crazy. I'm feeling crazy. A friend of mine came over. Friend Bill just came back from his vacation, his family. And so he called me up, and he wanted to know if... you know, he's going to pick up a breakfast burrito for himself at Jack in the Box. You know, I never get that stuff. I never go to Jack in the Box, hardly. And he goes, hey, you know, should I pick you up one? I'm like, yeah, what the heck? It's my, you know, I haven't started the health regimen yet. Let's have a nice, cheap breakfast. So he brought it over to me. And, before he brought it over to me, he texted me. And he says, it's got ham in it. Is that okay? And I go, yeah, sure. And then I was thinking, why did he ask me that? And then I go, is it because I'm a Jew? Is it because of being a Jew? That's what it is? The Jew cannot eat ham? So when he came over here, I said, hey, dude, did you ask me that because I'm Jewish? He goes, well, yeah, I wasn't sure. I mean, I figured he'd eat it, but, you know, he's just making sure. But believe me, you know, if I was the kind of Jew that didn't eat ham, I wouldn't be eating it, probably going to Jack in the Box. I'd be going to Moish in the Box. The kosher fast food, Moish in a Box. Welcome to Moish in a Box, where there's no ham. We got no ham here. Ay, 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 ay. So, interesting week. Last week, I went to, it was actually last Sunday night, after I think I got done doing the podcast, episode 45, I went shopping at my Whole Foods market. And, you know, I've got this temporary... a handicap placard that I use, you know, now that I'm, you know, with the hip thing going on. And, you know, soon I'll be back. I won't need it. And so, but what the thing with the handicap placard is that you cannot, I just thought about something else that I wanted to talk about, folks. Here, hold on, let me just make a note to myself real quick. I forgot to make a note about this. Okay, sorry. Okay, what was I talking about? The handicap placard is you're not supposed to drive with it on your rearview mirror all the time. You're supposed to put it on when you go into a handicap parking space and take it off when you leave, which is kind of stupid because, you know, there's been times I pulled into a spot and completely forgotten to put it up, and and I could have gotten a ticket, which would be, I think it's like a $300 or $400 ticket for something like that, you know, which I could probably fight. But who wants to put in that time and energy and effort, you know, you're dealing with the city. Well, I have it. I had the thing in my car. I just forgot to put it up. Oh, well, okay. You'll have to bring it to Judge Judy and she'll have to see. So I was at Whole Foods and I put the handicap placard up and I go in and I do my shopping and I come out and I take the placard off and I put it away and about to start my car and I see this gentleman walking in front of my car and he's missing a hand. You know, he's got no hand. He's amputated hand, right? You know, the hand, there's no hand there. I don't know if he was born that way or was amputated or whatever. I shouldn't say amputated. No hand on one of his arms. And he looks at me, you know, and I look at him, and then I could see in his eyes, and he looks up at the handicapped sign, you know, the parking space sign, and then he looks down at me, and he kind of smirks, and I'm like, oh, no, this guy thinks that I just kind of, you know, I just scooped up this parking spot without, you know. So I go, sir, no, I'm going to explain myself, sir, no, sir, I have a temporary, it's here, and he just walks away. You know, and I felt like, man, you know, why, first of all, why am I explaining myself to this guy? If he wants to, you know, judge me, I've got, you know, I'm totally legitimate. But I felt bad. I wanted to let him know because I could see that he had, you know, a true disability. Not that I don't have a disability at this point. You know, this hip thing is a disability. But, you know, mine is temporary. And, so anyway, I felt bad. So then I called the security guard over, and I said to him, because I think he might have said something to the security guard, and I'm kind of friendly with the security guard. You know, not like overly friendly, but, you know, I'm friendly to everybody when I go to these places, because I try to appreciate what they're doing. And I call him over, I go, hey, Mr. Security, I don't know his name. I said, you know, I just want to let you know, I do have a temporary placard. He goes, oh, I know, I see, I know you, it's fine. I said, because I think that guy was thinking that I was, you know, like, parking illegally, and I didn't want him to think that. And then he goes, no, it's okay. This is so amazing that, you know, all the energy I put into wanting to, I felt like getting out of the car, listen, sir, I have a temporary placard, and they can't, and it's actually against the law. You're not supposed to drive with it, you know, all the time. So you have to take it on and off, sir, don't judge me. Okay, so, you know, election's over, right? And I thought that would be the end to all the political emails I'm getting, And there's no end. I'm on some list now. Now I'm getting an endless political thing. Save this, save that. This person, that person. Discrimination, persecution. It's like, oh my gosh. You know, I really think it started when I signed a petition for George. For some reason, right after I signed a petition to get a street named after George Carlin in New York, that's when I started getting bombarded with stuff. And then I started signing petitions, and I got bombarded more. And then it's like, it's never ending. It's like white noise now. It's like, stop it already. It's too many emails. I can't focus on it. Sorry. I'm doing the best I can. So, latest update on my aquatic therapy, my water therapy. I was going over to have a session this past week, and Again, I was running a little bit late. I told you last week about running late and, you know, calling over as a courtesy because they don't have an actual phone at the place. So you have to call the main place, and then they kind of call the cell of the instructor or the, whatever they call these people, therapists. And so I call over. This time I don't get the Russian girl. I get this American-sounding girl. And I go, hi, this is Al Berman. I'm scheduled to go over to, you know, for my aquatic therapy. I'm just running a little late. As a courtesy, I would like to just let the therapist know, Arnold or Anna or whoever is over there know that I'm going to be a little bit late. She goes, well, hold on. Let me just check the schedule. I go, what is there to check? I'm giving you information to give to them. Well, I mean, I got to see if they're going to be there. I'm not going to be 4 hours late. I'm going to be 15 minutes late, maybe. They're going to be there. Could you just please tell? I mean, what is everything got to be a problem? Couldn't we just? I'm telling you, I'm running a little late. As a courtesy, I'm being a nice guy. I'm being a good guy. As a courtesy, please call the person who's going to be there. I think, oh, Anna, and tell her I'm going to be a little bit late. A little, just a little late. A teensy weensy bit late. You don't have to check schedules. You don't have to do anything except call her and tell her that I'm going to be a little bit late. You know, and I think I said it like that because I get irate. And I think it's because of all the carbs I've been eating making me irritated. That's going to change. We're going to see because, excuse me, I'm going to be lowering the carbs and fat immensely. Don't you worry. Starting tomorrow. So she goes, okay, she'll call her, okay? And so I'm thinking to myself, she's not calling her. She's not doing anything. Again, right? This is at 12, a little bit before 12 noon. I'm due there at 1. I know I'm going to be a little bit late. I show up at 1:20. You know, I walk in, Anna's there, just Filipino. Hello, Al! Hello, Al! Hello, Al! Again, terrible Filipino accent, but please, bear with me. I'm trying to do role play here. So she goes, I go, Anna, did they call you? This girl from your main office call you to tell you that I was going to be late? She goes, no, of course not. Why would you? When did you call her out? I called her a little before 12. It's now 1:20. And she goes, no. I said, it's okay. Just get in the pool and shut up. She didn't say that, but it's basically... She was telling me it's okay. And I said, well, all right, but I'm just letting you know that I don't like to be discourteous, you know, with people's time. You know, I have an appointment. I got to, you know, I'm trying to be cool about this. She goes, that's okay, Al. It's okay. So I get in the pool. And then she tells me she got a text at 1:25, so 5 minutes after I got there, she got the text. Was this girl... are they that busy in this physical therapy place that she couldn't, you know, as a courtesy to her fellow worker, just get off the phone with me and text her? She texted her, for crying out loud. You can text and do 8 other things at once. But she waited an hour and like 25 minutes, something like that, an hour and a half. So, you know, I just had it with those people in that office. You know, I don't think I'm calling anymore. I'll be late, and I'll let the consequences be as they are. Because it doesn't seem to make any difference. I call, and they don't give them any heads up. So what's the point? It's making me nuts. And I'm nuts enough, right? Don't answer that. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at a Quaker Oats. Oh, I'm looking at an old Quaker Oats box I probably need to throw out. I haven't eaten in over like a year or two. And I'm looking at my microwave. I'm here by myself in my little studio apartment. Doing my podcast all by myself, talking to you, talking to myself. Let's see. So the other thing is that I think I'm going to talk about that they were giving me 10 sessions. They were going to assess me at the 10th session. And in order to assess me, the top guy there, the top dog, the physical therapist who I met in person when he came to the pool, he said that I would have to come to the main office, which is kind of a pain because the parking is far and it's like you go there and it's really sort of a waste because, you know, they're going to bill my insurance for a session, and all we're going to do is talk, and they're going to look at how I can bend my leg or whatever. And so, and I had said to the therapist guy, well, why do I have to go there for the assessment when I'm in the pool? The people who work with me, they can assess. No, no, you got to be able to lay on a table and look at your, bend your leg and blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, whatever. So then I talked to Anna. I said, Anna, this is BS. I should be able to come here. You're going to assess. You're going to be the one to assess me anyway. She's the one. So why don't we just do it here? You can see what I'm doing. You can see my progress. You can see what's going on here. Let's not play around. You know, I want to keep doing this water therapy. Plus, it's the end of the year, and pretty soon my deductible is going to start over again. My deductible. I like that word, deductible. And I'm going to have to, you know, start paying money. So she said, okay, I'll talk to Teresa, the lady who schedules this. And then she said, you know, you could talk to her too. So I talked to Teresa. And I said, Teresa, you know, I explained to her the situation. And she said, yeah, fine, we'll work it out. And lo and behold, we've gone over the physical therapist's head, and we're doing the assessment at the pool. So screw you, Mr. Therapist, and your BS. Oh, no, we have to lay you on a table and assess you. Assess this, okay? From where I come from, assess this. Woo. A little bit of anger there. Woo. There's a little bit of anger in me. I wanted to talk about, a little bit about Thanksgiving. You know, it was Thanksgiving, and I went to my friends Deb and Rudy's house and had, oh my God, this year, you know, the food's always good, but this year it just hit another level of goodness, of good. I don't know how, it was pretty healthy too. And I ate really so much. I don't usually eat two big plates. This time I ate two big plates and dessert, coffee. Oh my God, I was so stuffed. The kind of stuff where you can't imagine ever being hungry again. And it turned out about 5-6 hours later, I was hungry again. And now Deb offered me to take some food home, and I said, oh no! The only thing I took home was a cannoli that somebody brought because of my sweet tooth. And but you know, 5-6 hours later, I was going, man, I could go for some more of that Thanksgiving meal. That would be good. And so it was nice. It was nice people there. It was cool. It was a couple from Germany, a young couple, a beautiful wife, a little baby. And I said something like, hope it didn't come out too creepy. I said, gee, I got to learn German and go over to Germany and get me somebody like you. I mean, I think I said it in a humorous way because, of course, I meant it humorously. What's the chances of me going over learning German and doing all that? That's, you know, pretty low, right? She kind of smiled, but I think I might have, she blushed a little bit. Maybe I embarrassed her. I hope I didn't make her uncomfortable. I don't think I did. And they had the cutest little baby. That's a cute little boy. And then we were talking about kids, and I go, listen, I like, they ask me if I like kids. And I go, or she asked me if I have kids, and if I like kids and all that, and I was like, you know what? I like kids in small doses. I like other people's kids. Like right now, like I like your kid, right? I'm here for a couple hours. There's other people. I can make faces at him. I can, you know, play, sing songs to him. And then I'm out of his life until the next time. You know, and you guys deal with the drudgery and the hard work. That's how I like kids. You know why? Because I'm a selfish, narcissistic mofo. No, I don't know. Does that make me selfish and narcissistic? I don't know. I just think that, you know, that's just how I am. There's enough kids. There's enough people on the planet. You know, we got like 7-8 billion people. We didn't, you know, I don't need to bring some more kids. Maybe I'll adopt some kids at some point. We'll see. At first, I got to get me some kind of lady. I guess, or I could be a single dad. You know what? I don't know. That sounds, I don't think I'm going to do that. Okay, let's forget I said that. Just forget I said that. Can you forget it? Can you just do me a favor? Can you do me a favor and forget it? A favor. So, what else? I want to talk about hidden expiration dates. I was, you know, some of these items, like I was looking on that bar, jar of aspirin, a bottle of olive oil, something else I was looking at, and they, what is it with with these encrypted expiration dates. Sometimes it's just like, you know, they're etched in there, and it's just, you gotta like, they're like, it's like, you need like an infrared light to see. Why are they not prominently displayed if it's actually important that you, you know, not use it past a certain date because of whatever reason, freshness or potency or whatever. You know, it's like looking for Waldo, you know, in those drawings. I don't know. I don't have any much more to say. I just want to just spew that out. But I just think that expiration dates on items should be clearly marked. That's all. I shouldn't have to, you know, gather up hunting dogs and start like searching for them. Okay. And a couple more things I want to talk about here. Oh, I was talking to this one guy I know who's a manager at my go-to supermarket. He was one of my food mentors. You know, unfortunately, he's a guy. He was in great shape, and he gained a lot of weight. And he's kept it on, and good for him. He's enjoying himself. And we were talking about, I was talking to him about, you know, getting back on the health horse, you know, just, you know, kind of, because I need to lose more weight anyway. And we were talking about different foods that he thought were do's and don'ts. And then, you know, since I got out of the hospital, I've just been eating one banana a day. And I mentioned banana. He goes, oh, no, I would stay away from bananas. They are just so, have such a high glycemic index, which means they're high in sugar. And I go, okay, yeah, you know. But, you know, somehow I don't think bananas are the problem. You know, unless it's like banana split ice cream from Ben and Jerry's. It's all the other stuff, but maybe the banana triggers the need for other sugar. That could be it. Maybe that's it. You know, but, you know, I'm going to probably try. I just caught myself, you know, and this is the last thing I want to talk about, is that last week, I do believe it was during the rant on Netflix, that when I listened back to it, there were so many you knows that I considered re-recording it because I was embarrassed with the amount of you knows. And I guess it's when I don't know completely where, or I'm not trusting where I'm going. Because I don't always know where I'm going. Most of the time I don't. But if I trust where I'm going, I can be articulate. I can be humorous, hopefully. And that's that. And I just kept saying, you know. So then I called Netflix, you know. And then the person over there said, you know. And I went, you know. And then, you know. And now I was getting so sick of hearing, you know. I got so sick of hearing it that I made a promise to myself that I would watch that. And hopefully, I don't think the rest of the podcast had a lot of, you knows. I don't think the rest of the podcast had a lot of, you knows on them. I'll have to see. I'll have to see if it did.
You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm doing.
That's like when people say, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen to this guy that after every sentence, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know? No, I don't know what you're saying. Shut up. I have no idea what you're saying. No, I don't. I should have done that every time. You know what I'm saying? No. You know what I'm saying? No. You know what I'm saying? No. Then maybe he would stop saying that. All right. That's enough of that. Well, anyway, thank you again. I hope you get y'all had a good Thanksgiving. Everybody had a nice Thanksgiving. And it is the holiday season. And all I can say is let's just love each other. Let's end war. Let's have nothing but peace. Let's go next year. We should all live and be well and go to Israel. For Passover? I don't even want to get into that Israel-Palestine thing. Now they got the ceasefire thing. Maybe I'll talk about that next week. Anyway, thank you. Until next time, This is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.